Today is Tuesday, October 12th, 2021, and here are three things you need to know to be smart today. Victory, victory at last, sweet victory. Texas bans vaccine mandates. Guys, pressure works. Strikes work. People standing up works. That's right. Thousands of flights were grounded when pilots stood up against unconstitutional vaccine mandates by Southwest Airlines. That's a Dallas-based airline. And now the governor of Texas is stepping up and fighting with those pilots, saying all vaccine mandates in Texas for Texas businesses are now banned. And you can get fined big time for doing them. An amazing story from Texas. And if you think that story is nuclear, get ready for this one. A nuclear Navy engineer has been arrested for espionage-related charges for selling American nuclear secrets to an undercover FBI agent. You will never guess what political movement these traitors are a part of. And speaking of traitors to our country, Kamala Harris goes full cringe in a new NASA video featuring paid child actors. It's so painful you will never recover, but we got the antidote. My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show. My fellow Americans, we truly live in incredible times. We live in times where Americans are finding their fighting spirit once more. There is nothing more powerful than patriotic Americans standing up to tyranny. And in this case, it's not the Nazis, it's not the commies, it's not the British Empire or a king or a monarch. It's those in our own country who want to behave like kings and monarchs and use medical tyranny, not military, not yet, but medical tyranny to oppress our populations and to starve our people out, and indeed to take food from the mouths of your children. It's happening across this nation. The question of our era: who has control over your body? Is it you or is it the government? Who can tell you what to do with your body? Who is making the health choices? Who can serve you medicine that you don't want to take? Can the government do that? Can it force that upon you? Do you have bodily agency? Incredible how much you go back into the history books and can see the dark eras of American history and the darkness that comes when the government has control over your body, not you. When the government believes that they can do with your body whatever it wants, it doesn't. And well, we actually have a remarkable viral video on that at the end of this segment. But right now, the biggest story in the country is Texas. Texas is where Southwest Airlines is based. Southwest Airlines has been staging massive pilot outages, pilots walking off the jobs. A sick out is what they call it. They are leaving in protest of the vaccine mandates. We have some wonderful news on that front. A Texas-based company, Southwest Airlines, based in Dallas, now can no longer mandate vaccines on their employees. Thank you, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. I read to you from Greg Abbott's statement on his vaccine mandate ban. I issued an executive order prohibiting the vaccine mandate in any entity in Texas. I also added the issue to the special session's agenda, meaning they want to make it law. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and our best defense against the virus. Greg Abbott is himself vaccinated, but should always remain voluntary and never forced. This is obviously the correct stance. You do not want to give the government control over your bodily autonomy. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it be slavery or whether it be some horrific government experiments that we will get into on this show, you do not want to allow the federal government to inject, test, or experiment with your body. Period. You do not want to give over the bodily autonomy of your soul to the government. Trust me, there are many, many dark areas of history where the people who thought the government had their best interest in mind and the government would be able to take over their health care and tell them what to do with their bodies, it doesn't work out well. Greg Abbott is on the right side of history here. I read to you from the actual order. Governor Greg Abbott today issued an executive order stating that no entity in Texas can compel the receipt of a COVID-19 vaccine by any individual, including an employee or consumer, who objects to such vaccination for any reason of personal conscience. based on the religious belief or medical reasons, including prior recovery from COVID-19. Thank God someone finally with the guts and the sack in their shorts to say, yeah, natural immunity is a real thing. There's been plenty of coverage out of Israel, out of studies in this country, stating exactly how powerful natural immunity is. In fact, it actually is more powerful in the studies from Israel than taking the vaccine when it comes to protecting against COVID. Now, that's one study. You can go ahead and look at that. I don't have it directly in front of me, but trust me, we looked through it, and that's what the study said out of Israel. Well, I am so happy to finally see somebody saying, ah, natural immunity. It exists. It's incredible. If you talk to a medical professional, they are flabbergasted that there is no carve-out for natural immunity in this current zeitgeist of medical misinformation. It is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to see that. Okay, so how is local Texas media covering this? Let's read to you from the Texas Tribune. Texas Governor Greg Abbott bans any COVID-19 vaccine mandates, including private employers. Those mandates for private employers. Down here at the bottom, some interesting context. The latest move appears to be at least partly motivated by Biden's actions on September 11th that required all employers with 100 workers or more to mandate vaccines or test for the virus. Biden also required all federal government workers and contractors to get vaccinated, leading nearly all the major airlines, including American and Southwest, headquartered in Texas, to announce they'd abide by the mandate. Yet in another instance of federal government overreach, the Biden administration is now bullying private entities into imposing COVID-19 vaccine mandates, causing workforce disruptions that threaten Texas' continued recovery from the COVID-19 disaster, Abbott said at the time. 52% of Texans are fully vaccinated, it's a relatively high amount, and Abbott was vaccinated on TV previously and advocated for people to get the shot. But in recent months, as the Delta variant caused another upswing in cases and hospitalizations, he's concentrated his political capital towards fighting vaccine and mask mandates in local school districts because Texans love freedom. That's right, because people do not like being told how to care for themselves medically. Medicine is not linear. Every person is an individual. It's why you shouldn't get your vaccine information from a dude with a podcast or a guy you saw on social media. You should check with your doctor. And indeed, it is important to understand that America is a massive country with enormous, enormous diversity in our population. Do you know, we were traveling this last week and there is large sections of the country, the Amish, who do not pay taxes. They do not abide by FDA standards for their food. They do not abide by government labeling for the products that they use. The Amish live in their own way. They have religious exemptions all the way up to Social Security taxes and fighting in war and the draft. The Amish are very special people, but they are just one small piece of the enormous fabric that make up America. The Amish get exemptions, and so should you. Your exemption is written inside of the founding documents of this country that says you shall enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the government will not stand in your way. That is why on this show we honor these pilots who stood in the gap for all of us, the pilots who stood up and said no more. We will not comply. We will shut down these airlines. It will be a little bit of good trouble, and we will get our liberties back. God bless you all. You have done a service to this nation. God bless you. Well, one of the things that you can see from an airline window, if you're flying above this country, anywhere in this country, looking out, is the blessings of God. The blessings of God for a bountiful, prosperous, and beautiful land that is America. In this land, the people who till it and work it and live off of our land are our farmers and ranchers. The good ranchers of our country, they make the food and the bread for our tables. They provide the nourishment for our kids. And guys, they're under attack. That's right. Farmers and ranchers have lost 100,000 jobs in that profession since 2015. Why? Well, because stupid laws on the books, just like these mandates for pilots, stupid laws on the books are gutting and decimating American beef, American chicken, American produce, American meat. Just bite into your first Good Ranchers steak and you'll say, whew, mama, I am never going back. Go to goodranchers.com/Benny right now to save $20, or better yet, subscribe and save on each box of mouthwatering American meats that will show up right on schedule to your door. That's right, $20 off and free express shipping if you go to goodranchers.com/Benny or use the code Benny at checkout. $20 off, free express shipping. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, you must eat like an American, live like an American, and people who are not living like Americans are traitors. That's right. We have some new ones on the docket. Traitors to our country. The Navy nuclear engineer and his wife, arrested for espionage-related charges, appears to support resistance and BLM. That's right. Reading to you from the New York Post. The wife of a Navy nuclear engineer arrested for selling secrets appears to also support Black Lives Matter. This, sadly, is not surprising. The woman arrested with her Navy nuclear engineer husband for allegedly selling secret information about nuclear submarines to an undercover FBI agent appears to be vocally in support of Black Lives Matter and the resistance movements on her social media. Okay, well, what happened? This is coming from the Department of Justice. Jonathan Toleb aided his wife and sold information known as restricted data concerning the designs of nuclear-powered warships to a person they believe to represent a foreign power, known as Country One. So they do this in these types of releases. They protect various individuals or named sources or countries. They don't want to demonstrate exactly how they are using these tactics to gain this information, and so they're not going to tell us the country. It was definitely China. It was China. I mean, for sure, it was China, right? It was China, and these people thought that they were selling out America to the glorious and wonderful Chinese. You see, LeBron told them that China was just an amazing country, and so did Hunter Biden and the Biden family. They, of course, accepted billions of dollars from China. The undercover FBI agent was actually the one speaking with the couple and Jonathan Toleb over a number of months. The FBI paid these creepy people in cryptocurrency. That's right, tens of thousands of dollars in crypto. Okay? This guy was posing as a Chinese agent, and these absolute jackals were selling out our country and our American military. I hope they rot in jail. Listen to this. Diana Toleb, who was arrested on Saturday alongside her husband, Jonathan, reportedly posts support for Black Lives Matter movement on social media pages reviewed by Fox News. This is where this information is coming from. This included on Facebook and Instagram. Oh, man. She called herself a part of the resistance. Come on. And there is nothing more resistance than selling out your country. I mean, listen, guys. Frankly, I'm surprised we don't see more of this. When you look at your country through the prism of this country needs to be destroyed. Everything about this country is wrong. Everything about this country is irredeemable. Everything is racist. Every system is corrupt. Well, that's a poisonous way to look at your country. It's a traitorous way to look at your country. Why would you ever want to live here? If you believed what Black Lives Matter said, if you believe the press releases of Black Lives Matter and their founders, well, then you're not going to want to help this country. You will want to hurt this country. That is why you saw everybody who supported Black Lives Matter turn a blind eye or actively assist in the anarchy and domestic terrorism of the last 20 months. This country was burned asunder down to the very ground over the last few months, and it was not something that the betters in our political zeitgeist called out. So So few ever spoke up about the burning of St. John's Church inside of Washington, D.C., the torching of multiple police stations, the abject violence in Kenosha, Wisconsin, over Jacob Blake, a person who was wielding a knife. This person was wielding a knife and coming at the police officers, yet they burned the town down on a lie. Kamala Harris herself fundraised to get the rioters out of jail, and some of those rioters went on to commit more murders. Well, now you can add to the list of things that these people have done espionage and the selling of American nuclear secrets. Truly a repulsive day for the hashtag resistance. But quite frankly, are you surprised? Are any of you surprised? No. This woman who is a traitor selling our nuclear secrets to the communist Chinese, that's my guess at least, highly criticized Trump. That's right. She didn't like Trump. She's 42 years old, and she tweeted often criticizing President Trump, according to the report. The rest of the world, America is temporarily out of order. This is her tweet. We hope to restore service soon. Resistance, stand up to Trump, one of the tweets said. This is the problem with BlueAnon. This is the problem with the BlueAnon. BlueAnon is the sickness that affects many people on the left wing who are believers in every conspiracy theory that is injected into them through corporate media. They are not free thinkers. They are captive. They are, in fact, in a trance. They are not free thinkers. They do not know how to operate a functional brainstem. They are BlueAnon believers. Posts from the Facebook account reportedly belonging to Tolib featured a photo of a transgender flag, profile photo of former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, a various photos supporting LGBTQ plus communities. In October 2016, she uploaded a profile picture of herself, says, "Women can stop Trump." And it's a photo of herself. And they had a BLM sign in their front yard as the FBI was dragging them off to prison with a BLM sign in the front yard. That's right. The feds say that they stashed secrets about the country's Virginia-class nuclear-powered attack submarines on a blue plastic-coated SD memory card and then sandwiched the teeny device between two slabs of bread slathered in peanut butter. That's how they delivered it to the FBI. Sickening. Just disgust. These people disgust me. The dealings started in April 2020 when he allegedly sent a package with Navy documents and information to the agent who secretly contacted him from an unidentified country. Incredible. The FBI obtained the packages in December, and the undercover agent began messaging Jonathan Tolib on a cryptic email service about how he could pass along more documents. They have been charged in a criminal complaint alleging violations of the Atomic Energy Act and are due for their first court appearance in West Virginia on Tuesday. Good. I'm glad they're being tried in West Virginia. Hopefully they will get some sweet West Virginia justice. It is so important, sincerely, for us to remember that there are traitors in our midst. This was not the first time that various people have been accused of being traitors. There have been traitors in American history who have passed on nuclear secrets to our enemies. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were the most famous ones. American citizens who were convicted of spying on behalf of the Soviet Union. The couple were convicted for providing top secret information about radar, sonar, and jet propulsion engines and valuable nuclear weapons designs. This was at a time when only the United States had nuclear weapons. This happened in 1951, and they were executed by the federal government in Sing Sing Correctional Facility in New York. They became the first civilians to be executed for such charges and suffer the penalty during peacetime. This was 1951. America was not actively in a hot war, but just a cold war at the time. They were executed. Let's see what happens to these absolute, despicable cowards, BLM supporters, and resistance supporters in this country. Let us hope for some justice here as well. Although the death penalty, I don't know, that seems a little harsh. I'm not sure. The death penalty certainly is something that many Americans have received on behalf of their government. Some of them just didn't know it. We had a stunning video here that was sent along to us by Billy Primpe, who's a Republican running for Congress in New Jersey. He put together a video about vaccine mandates and various federal mandates that we think that you should hear. It is a remarkable video outlining the history of the federal government and evil, malevolent experiments on its people. Some of them death sentences for the American people the government is meant to protect. These are medical experiments done for the common good, you see. Well, there's a reason that the black community, indeed Billy Primpe himself, is black. It's the reason why the black community is hesitant about government medical mandates. Listen to this.
Dear white liberals, 28% of black Americans aged 18 to 44 years old are vaccinated in New York, meaning the vaccine passports deny over 72% of the black community their services. Since you think voter ID is racist, you must surely think that vaccine passports are as well. But you don't. Instead, you want to demonize everyone who refuses the COVID-19 vaccine. So let me tell you exactly why the black community is the most resistant to this vaccine. Let's go back to a time when the government decided that the blacks would be used as guinea pigs without their knowledge. From 1932 to 1972, the government conducted the infamous Tuskegee experiment on black men in an attempt to understand the effects of syphilis. Participants were told that they were being treated for bad blood. We were lied to. From 1965 to 1966, the government conducted experiments on prisoners, the majority of them being black, to understand the effects of Agent Orange. Prisoners were told that this was simply dermatology research. We were lied to. From 1960 to 1971, the government conducted Cold War radiation experiments on poor black cancer patients in an attempt to gain an understanding on how much radiation the human body could take. Patients were told that this would help cure their cancer. Once again, we were lied to. The list of atrocities and deceit goes on, yet white liberals seem to think that they know what's best for us. The truth is, black Americans have authority over our own bodies, not you. We're tired of being controlled, manipulated, and lied to. The bottom line is this: we truly won't know the effects of this vaccine for at least a few years. After all that we've been through, we are allowed to be skeptical. So my question to you, white liberals, is why are you applauding forced vaccinations on those who don't trust it? On those who come from a lineage of trauma due to dark history?
I thought Black Lives Matter.
What an incredibly powerful piece of media there by Billy Primpe. Billy Primpe running in New Jersey for Congress as a Republican against Bill Pascrell, someone who's been in Congress for like 90 years. Guys, Billy Primpe is the real deal. What a fantastic ad. I've just never seen anything like it. And it's a beautiful demonstration of exactly why you should not outsource your private medical decisions and your health to the government. Period. With every single passing day, we are able to see exactly how corrupt our government is, how inadequate and inept they are. And truly, there is no better example of this than Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris should be concerning herself with illegal immigrants at our southern border. There is a new train of reportedly 400,000 Haitian migrants heading to our border in what is and can only be quantified as an invasion of our own country based on the policies of the Biden administration. Kamala Harris is the border czar. You never hear anything about it. You never hear anything about the border from her. She didn't even visit the border. She went and hung out on a tarmac just a little bit away from the border, called it a border visit. Kamala Harris, truly not interested in the alien invasion at our border, but she may be interested in aliens in space. Kamala Harris, what has she been up to? Well, she's been filming videos about NASA and space exploration from the Naval Observatory, where the vice president lives in Washington, D.C. There is a naval base, a military base, that is the historic home of the vice president. On that base, there is an observatory with a telescope and you can look up into the stars. And, well, Kamala Harris did a weird and very creepy and cringe-inducing video. It is really hard to overstate exactly how horrific this is. It makes Hillary Clinton look good. It makes Hillary Clinton look warm and maternal and loving and caring. It makes Hillary Clinton look like a human being. This is how bad this video is. Kamala Harris released this, and I'm very sorry, listeners, but you are going to have to be subjected to just a small portion of it.
I just love the idea of exploring the unknown. And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet. To think about so much that's out there that we still have to learn. Like, I love that. I love that. And so I'm very excited about the Space Council.
We're going to learn so much as we increasingly, I think, are curious and interested in the potential for the discoveries and the work we can do in space. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about.
But the other, you guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish that I could gouge out my eyes after listening to that. It seems that everyone wanted to gouge out their eyes. Nobody wanted to be part of that video. The vice president's team had to put out a casting call for child actors. All the little children that you hear going, wow, those are actors. That's right, reading to you from the Washington Examiner. Kamala Harris's NASA video featured child actors. Twitter users were quick to poke fun at Harris's performance. Let's read the article. The first installment of Vice President Kamala Harris's YouTube Originals Space series featured child actors who auditioned for their roles in the projects. Yet, Trevor Bernardino, a 13-year-old actor from Carmel, California, not someone from Washington, D.C., one of five teenagers featured in the videos, was asked to submit a monologue discussing something he was passionate about for the world leader to review, according to an interview with KSBW-TV. Trevor then interviewed with the production director. All five of them are actors, Bernardino's father told the Washington Examiner in an interview on Monday. It was pitched to my son and us as the pilot, he said. But whether it continues will depend on the reaction and what the producers want to do. We hope it gets picked up. What a fake White House. Joe Biden is doing press conferences from a fake White House inside of a studio with fake windows and fake doors and fake walls. Kamala Harris is using paid actors to try and humanize her, making her look all the more like a drunken wine mom from around the corner. And the actors are talking about it as though it's a series, like on Netflix or CBS, that they want to get picked up. Incredible. The video, which by Monday had garnered some 100,000 views on YouTube, as well as 1,900 dislikes and 2,800 dislikes, sorry, 1,900 likes and 2,800 dislikes, was shared online by the vice president's aides and supporters. The trailer drew 48 likes and 136 dislikes. So they're getting ratioed into oblivion, into outer space here. The actors flew to Washington during the second week of August, filming Wednesday through Friday. The actors. At the time, the U.S.-backed government in Afghanistan was in collapse with Washington's withdrawal. Two-decade-old conflict, drawing comparisons to the fall of Saigon. Also, our border was in complete collapse. Everything is in complete collapse, and this is what Kamala Harris is doing.
Very nice to meet you, Zoriel.
Nice to meet you, Emily.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So this is the residence of the vice president, so let's all stand up. Here we are.
It gives us a sense of the magnitude of it all.
Earth is kind of small.
Yeah.
Right?
The Earth is like a speck. Compared to the sun.
What we have designed, I mean, look at the design of this thing. And the people and the smart people and the scientists and the engineers who came up with the idea that if you build something that looks like that, you can see the sun.
Yeah.
And you can see the moon, right? Well, wait till you guys see the moon. I'm telling you.
I don't know what it is about those craters on the moon.
Always dream with ambition. Have big dreams.
You'll remember that?
Yes.
All right.
Have you ever heard anything so inauthentic and cringe-inducing? My God, please help us. Save us from this administration. It's so cringe. Oh, it's a little too cringe even for us. Kamala Harris needing to use paid child actors in her performance at the Naval Observatory. Guys, this entire administration, it's so illegitimate. It's so fake. It's so embarrassing. We as a country should just be generally embarrassed by it. It's really remarkable. They don't even see it themselves. It's kind of sad, frankly. You just have to look on and just be sad for them. These people are not in charge. They're children. They've never been in charge of anything, and they are acting like it. Thank you so much for listening. You will find no inauthenticity on The Benny Show. Thank you so much for listening. Today, we... spicy little episode here. We have been loving watching this complete collapse of the Biden administration. We will be back tomorrow with more on The Benny Show.